You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
An estimated 1.7 million people sustain a traumatic brain injury, TBI, annually. I personally think that that's a very low number because most of us really do not even report it. Now, we have today Linda McGurk, a successful entrepreneur and author of the new book, Survive and Thrive, My Traumatic Brain Injury Survival Guide. Great to have you here, Linda. Now, I'd love to know, after you got out of your hospital and you started recovering, how did you get back into your work?
Another excellent question. I was lucky because, first of all, medically, you're not supposed to work for 18 months. And that's a pretty difficult thing. Well, psychologically, if you're a workaholic like I was. But I was also enrolled in a graduate program at UMass because I was going to open my own restaurant. I was getting a business hospitality master's. And with that, I was going to take that to the bank and open my own restaurant. So I was able, which didn't happen, but I was able to, before I was medically cleared to go back to work, I was able to do grad school, and I am so grateful for that, and that goes way back to the support system. But once the 18 months were over and I could work, that was very, very, very difficult because I had, it's a strange resume. Do you know what I mean when I say it's a strange resume?
No, go ahead and explain that.
Well, there's a weird gap, and people are afraid to talk about head injury. Like, first of all, there's all these laws, HIPAA and all that, that where hiring managers are afraid to talk about any medical issues. They're afraid of that, and I understand why. But then on the other side of that, it's hard to explain the gap that I had and why I left my last job. And when I say why I left my last job, that puts them on the defensive, understandably, because it was the car crash. So that was very difficult. So I was lucky when I ended up back in Massachusetts, and I found a company where I was able to get hired, and it took a lot, but I found a company where I could talk about what happened, and they understood, and they were very supportive of me, and I was lucky. And what that took was just everything I say, be open to operate, look around, like think outside the box, because the job that I had was well beneath my, you know, education resumes, blah, 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 blah. But it was there, and I accepted it. I was open to the opportunity, and I was willing to think outside the box and work for this company.
Well, that's good to know. I know that getting back into the workforce, because you're concerned, you know, will I still have my memory? Will I be able to be a quick thinker, you know, and will I be able to really do the tasks without having any problems of forgetfulness and all that? Now, I'd love for us to share more about how can we help our listeners who've had traumatic brain injuries, TBIs, how can they get their life back? I'm talking more about strategies to help them with their lifestyle and with their health. Can you please share some of your tips and tricks?
Yes. Well, first of all, like I said, I might be a broken record, but wellness is huge because that helps, as you know, that helps your mind whether it has an injury or not. That keeps you on the right path for all kinds of reasons, health and fitness, health and wellness. So focus on that. And my book has ways. It doesn't have to cost an arm and a leg. And that keeps you going. But then other strategies, and again, I was lucky. I was in grad school. But when it was time to go back to New York, again, support system, friends. I had a place to stay with a friend, and I went back to my old job in New York, which didn't work out because clinically I wasn't ready for it. So I left, and that's something that can happen to people. So again, a strategy. I had another friend in Boston. That's why I'm back in Boston. I asked. That's a huge strategy. I asked him. I stayed with him in outside Boston, and I was temping. Temping is a great way to get started because you can tell them there's all kinds of temp agencies in cities. If you're in a rural community, I think now that they have those also. You can tell them why that you're coming back into the workforce and that this is your start. And I did that in Boston. And while I was temping in Boston and staying with my friend, then I found the job that I had for 8-9 years, and I left recently. So a strategy, ask for help.
Let's go into some of the health and wellness. You know, health and wellness, I'm talking about, what did you do for your body, for your nutrition, your lifestyle? We really want to hear about that.
Oh, thank you. Again, and these doesn't have to cost anything. The stretches that I used are in the book that I've done for most of my life. That was the first thing that I started. And then anything cardiovascular that you can safely do. If you live in a neighborhood where it's safe to just go for a jog a little bit more, maybe you can only do a quarter of a mile at first and then maybe a half a mile, and then keep it up as much as you can. And then, again, to keep it cost effective, strength training, there's lots of ways. I mean, you can just cans from your cupboard, you know, just up and down with those. There's all kinds of fun at home little strength training exercises that you can do. But I think the most important one, just stretch, very important, and cardiovascular. And that those are, to me, the first basic things that will help anyone.
And when you talk about these exercises, why do you think it's so important for TBI patients?
Well, As you know, the brain is a muscle, and if you're exercising, that's good. You're circulating the blood, and that's helping nourish the brain. And I'm not a doctor, but I'm just talking from experience. It's just healthy, and if anything, it promotes health because all whatever synapses and neurons were damaged, they say that the brain doesn't heal itself, but it's injured and it has to heal, you know, physically, and that takes blood. And if you're active, you're increasing your circulation, so there's more blood going through that area that needs the attention. And flexibility, I've always been a huge fan of that because it makes things easier. Like, especially if you've been in a coma like I was for 8 weeks, or any time in bed at all, you get out, it's hard to move around, which can have a negative effect on your mindset as you're facing all these challenges. And by stretching, not only are you helping get the blood flow, being more flexible helps your state of mind because it makes doing things easier. So it takes that feeling of burden off a little bit because there are a lot of burdens that you're facing. But if you can make your body feel less burdened, that can only help.
Great, great. Is there anything last minute, 1 minute left here, what you can share right now with any of the individuals out there that might have had a traumatic brain injury?
Just that I think this book that I offer, it's meant to be a friend on the inside because there's so much you hear from your social worker, the psychologist, the neurologist, all these people, but it's like, wait a minute, I just want to talk to somebody who's been through it. That's what this book is. It's the book that I wanted. Just a friend on the inside who's experienced it and says that it can be okay. So that's my last thing. I would say get my book and you'll have a friend in your pocket.
Well, thank you so much, Linda. Okay, the book is Survive and Thrive, My Traumatic Brain Injury Survival Guide. Linda, now this is a video. On and go out there and take a look. There's both hard copy as well as a Kindle. I have put a link on my website, Wellness for Life radio show page on radiomd.com. So go take a look there as well. This is Dr. Suzanne Bennett sharing natural strategies for ultimate and wellness right here on Radio MD. Until next time, stay well.